operate prisons in places like Israel and in Chile and in other parts of the world. And at the same time, they have centers for abused women. So there's something very bizarre about that, isn't it? The whole notion that security is about arming bodies of human beings and not about peace and not about employment and education. So we should ask, what is security really about?
That was Professor Angela Davis speaking in January 2015 at Portland State University. Good morning again. It's just 10 o'clock and you're listening to KBOO in Portland. Coming up next at 10, we'll hear Air Cascadia presenting headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris André. At 10:15, we'll hear Flashpoints, investigative news journalism with host Dennis Bernstein. Today, we'll hear about an Israeli premeditated bombing of a medical clinic in Gaza. Plus, we'll hear about Ash Carter's quest to contain China. And then at 11, it's the KBOO Bike Show with host Tori Bortman. We bring you news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. And a big thank you to KBOO members for supporting KBOO. If you are not a member, you can become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
If you're interested in creating queer programming, come to KBOO on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. for an information session. You'll learn about how to start a show, the trainings involved, and the obligations for being a KBOO volunteer, and more. Again, that's an information session for queer programming on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm/outloud.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Our guest today is Ed Cheney with the Northwest Resource Information Center. This is an organization that has done extensive work on an analysis on the deep structure of what goes on between the Bonneville Power and citizens and, of course, corporate interests. We cannot possibly stress enough the fact that the government is pretty much thoroughly corporatized at this point, and corporations have an undue and massive influence over government, just in one aspect of which is expressed in the constant overturning of laws that were passed to protect the environment, and which are overturned at the sleight of hand of a corporation that finds those environmental protection laws inconvenient. Now, sitting right in the middle of it is, of course, the Bonneville Power Authority. Joining us today is Ed Cheney to talk a little bit more about something that is right here. It flows through us, literally. The Columbia River flows through us. And it is our absolute responsibility, whether we are aware of it, whether we embrace it, whatever our relationship is with the river. No, nonetheless, we have pretty much life and death responsibility to take care of it and to challenge the Bonneville Power Authority, because the corruption runs deep and evil. Good morning, Ed. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
So, bring us up to date. We spoke a while back, and you've been worked tirelessly on this. I first encountered you and a brief summary of your work and a story in High Country News, and I'd like to just follow that.
Right. Well, yeah, when we spoke earlier, we basically went over the root of the problem, and your introduction, referring to the federal agencies, unfortunately, the agencies that are charged with protecting the public interest, in this case, are the bad guys. And if you want to know how bad, all you have to do is just look at their record. They have subverted every law, and there are many of them, that the public has endorsed and Congress has passed to protect wild Snake River and other Columbia River salmon and the economies they depend on. And they're totally out of control. And we see the results of that right now, right before our very eyes. Right now, for example, you've got federal employees working for the Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services shooting cormorants, fish-eating birds, down at the mouth of the Columbia. They intend to wipe out about 7,000 nesting pairs by 2018. And it's a grotesque public relations scam. They say they're doing this to protect endangered salmon. That's simply a lie. They're doing it to protect dams, notably four dams on the lower Snake River, which have reduced this magnificent resource down to the point where the fish are on the endangered species list. But they're doing this, you know, because the government has failed to do its job. And it's going to take, and it's happening in plain sight, but there's hardly any voices speaking out against this. The Audubon Society, bless them, took this thing to court, trying to point out the fact that it's not the cormorants that are threatening the salmon, it's the dams. But government is out there to protect the dams, not to protect salmon.
Exactly, and this has this definitely affects tribal fisheries. Do you want to talk a little bit about Nez Perce and some of the Lower Snake River peoples that are affected? Because this is the thing about this is that when people stop monkeying around with these structures in the habitat, you can expect the worst. And we shooting cormorants ostensibly because it protects salmon and so forth, which is a lie. We don't know what else. Nobody has taken a long, hard look at how this throws everything else in the ecosystem off balance. And I think the native peoples may be more acutely aware, some of them, of how this affects their land where they plant their feet. Can you talk a little bit about river systems and why it is a mistake to alter and make these adjustments, especially, of course, the dams, which is a beyond belief. But right. Talk a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, you know, the hydroelectric development is a good thing, providing a good source of irrigation water is a good thing, and it's like everything else. You need to do everything in moderation with full consideration for the environmental impacts, because in this case, and I'll use Snake River salmon as an example, who migrate as far as 700 miles from inland to the ocean and migrate thousands of miles along the Pacific coast. They feed enormous a number of other creatures, including orcas, killer whales, which are also on the endangered species list, the southern population. But they also feed a lot of families and create a lot of jobs and contribute to the economy. So the value of this resource extends over a vast geographic area. And, of course, it's perpetually renewable if we just don't screw it up. Congress recognized that when they authorized the Corps of Engineers to build the Columbia Snake River dams. And on the Snake particularly, they were supposed to design these dams so that the young fish could get downstream to the ocean and return as adults. The Corps didn't do that. It just simply screwed up. It's probably one of the greatest engineering screw-ups in U.S. history. Now, we spent billions of dollars trying to fix the screw-up, but the bottom line is all Snake River salmon and steelhead are on the list of endangered species. It's not a matter of pitting technology and jobs against salmon. What it's a matter of is incompetence and deliberate, once they've made the mistake, they spent a lot of money trying to fix it, now we're into the cover-up phase. So we're going to kill cormorants, we're going to kill squawfish, we're going to kill sea lions, and we're going to pretend like this is going to protect the salmon. It's total nonsense, because the dams kill so many of them. All we're really doing is just killing a bunch of other creatures for public relations effect.
And doesn't this too violate? I mean, I look at these situations, and I want to see laws have been broken here. I mean, seriously, we did at one time have laws in place which were passed to protect natural resources, our natural capital, and it seems that these just seem like speed bumps or small obstacles to corporate interests. And as we've spoken about this before, sitting right in the middle of this is the Bonneville Power Authority, and you've dealt with them over the years. And how are they involved, and how have they subverted the protections which the public believed were already in place?
Well, unfortunately, Bonneville, there's basically it's an agency that's out of control. But there is no oversight. In fact, your Northwest delegation, our Northwest delegation, is basically afraid of the Bonneville Power Administration. And the reason is they've given them so much independent authority, and the biggest, the most important authority, the ability to write checks on the public's account. And they've used that money to simply subvert the law. Not only one law, many laws. And it's still going on today. Most recently, I mean, it's so blatant. Back in, I'm sure I'll get the dates wrong, 2008-2009, Bonneville wrote checks, figuratively wrote checks, but made commitments to write checks for over $1 billion. And what they got in return, they bought a number of tribal governments and state governments' support for killing Snake River salmon and for ignoring the laws on the books that were supposed to restore Snake River salmon. This is all a matter of record. This is not, you know, hyperbole. And it's happening in plain sight. But they get away with it because no one complains.
No, well, no one's watching. Ed, we're down to the last minute. Remind people or urge people or I don't know what how to get people's attention.
I can do that.
Thank you.
I can do that. Well, first thing, people in your listening area in Oregon, Washington, need to know that there are four people who are responsible for this, who are responsible for fixing it, who but are part of the problem. Tom Carrier from Washington, Phil Rockefeller from Washington, Bill Bradbury from Oregon, and Henry Lorenzen from Oregon. These are the Power Council members from Washington and Oregon, respectively. And you can get their phone numbers at this web address, nwcouncil.org. And your listeners should call them and ask them how proud they are that innocent birds and sea lions are being slaughtered because they and their organization has failed to do its job.
Thank you so much for that, Ed. We are delighted to have you on the show today. Of course, Ed Cheney is of the Northwest Resource Information Center. We'll put the link to that website up on the KBOO website. It's indeed an important resource for anyone who gives a damn about the rivers. And I don't mean that as a pun in any way, shape, or form. But dams have got to come out. They're going to suffocate our whole ecosystem eventually. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. Patsy Bergen engineered the show for us today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. And don't forget that going on in Minnesota these few days, Indigenous people are standing up and saying no to the Keystone XL pipeline running through their tribal traditional lands. Please, listen, stand.